The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seriousness about legislating, trying to reach bipartisan agreement, trying to solve problems to provide opportunity for people in our country. Instead, we're wasting taxpayers' money giving a blank check for a lawsuit that is a road to impeachment.
All right, Nancy Pelosi puts the final stamp on the Democrats' point of view over what happened this week, and that lawsuit moves forward. The House votes to push it, pay the bucks, and the bucks come from you and me, and go after the president, which led to lots of conversation about impeachment, the Democrats making money because of those comments as far as trying to impeach President Obama. But we have bigger fish to fry, believe it or not. Everybody clears out their desk and leaves the Capitol for 5 weeks. And that's where we start this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So here's the deal. All of the bluster over the border, we must act, we must do something now, and what are we going to do? Senate legislation giving Obama $2.7 billion to deal with tens of thousands of those Central American unaccompanied kids that are piling up at the Southwest U.S. border was blocked on Thursday by Republican opposition. But earlier in the day, the House failed to pay a $659 million funding bill that the White House had threatened to veto. Anyway, so Senator Ted Cruz from Texas has been very vocal about all of this. He blamed the House trying to revive the border funds bill. It's not going anywhere. It's not happening. States who want to issue driver's licenses to illegals are hitting certain snags. And we've got problems that we had left over from before. And now we have new problems that we've inherited with these unaccompanied kids. A mess, not going to be solved now. Midterm elections are coming up. This is just a break. And trust me, the break is a time to disappear, regroup, and they're not worried about it. But that's what we always hear, how deeply concerned everybody is. If you're concerned about Israel and the Palestinians, they agreed to a three-day truce in Gaza. How about that? Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, vows to destroy the Hamas tunnels, even if there isn't a full-on truce. So they're saying we have to be able to shut down the tunnels or blow them up or whatever it is we need to do, which is really they're going to blow them up anyway. But we need to be able to do that as part of this deal. And if that weren't enough going on, what's really, really awesome, as much as there's nothing done on reform, there is something done when it comes to the VA. The VA got funding and got both of the chambers to agree, meaning the House and the Senate, which is always an amazing feat. But it happened. That's awesome. It's awesome that it happened, because with everything else tanking, it wasn't looking good. It wasn't looking good, but that ship luckily turned around. And things at the VA are starting to turn around. If you've been there lately, you know what I'm talking about. But thank goodness. That's probably the biggest thing. So while that's going on, you've got patients who will be the first in the U.S. with Ebola. I hate reading about Ebola because it is so frightening, the symptoms, and then how tough it is to survive it. 90% of the people that get it die. And you see this young doctor who's pouring out everything he could pour out to the people he's trying to help, and then he ultimately gets it, but ends up also receiving an amazing gift from somebody, blood from a 14-year-old boy whose life he helped save. So the risk of Ebola in the United States is always, any disease is frightening because of the fact that we have so many people on planes. And that's where a lot of times some of this will spread. And if it spreads and you have some sort of a mini epidemic, well, then it could mushroom from there. And it's, I think it's pretty frightening myself reading about Ebola and what that's like for people. And even if they survive, how isolated they have to be. But then that's almost where you're at the miracle point. When you get there, when you are standing at the craps table of life, not money, you're in the thick of it. If you catch it, there it's 90% death rate. 90%. Wow. We also have some breaking news, which a lot of people I think are going to be talking about. At least 100 people are feared trapped in a landslide in the debris in India. And the site itself, this is radio, it's just awful. It's like a pit, an open pit. They've recovered 51 people after the landslides caused by heavy monsoon-like rains. Trapped about 170 people in this village. They say at least 100 people were feared trapped under the debris because a wall of mud covered the village earlier in the week, and you have 500 rescuers who are trying to locate any survivors. So far, 8 survivors, including a child, pulled out of the pile or the rubble or whatever you want to call it. The landslides that were reported pretty late, midnight on Wednesday, in another village, Maine. Are they having the same problem? Are they having the same problem that we've had in Manhattan and we've had in Florida and we've had in a couple of other places? If you think of the time, it's scary. I think the whole sinkhole thing is pretty bizarre. Anyway, whether you're talking about looking in your backyard or walking across the street to go to your car, what's happened to people is they've had to up their insurance if they had a really basic policy for fear that things like the sinkhole open up and there goes your brand new Corvette. Oh, the worst. The worst. All right, remember, 24/7, we are always open for business. Send us your thoughts on whatever makes you want to tear your hair out. Or, it can be something nice. We can roll either way with this. And we don't care, by the way, left of left, right of right. Just send it to us, americatonight.net. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
So we've been talking about this situation here on America Tonight, obviously, for a long time at the border now, especially with the influx of these kids from Central America, specifically that. Shelly Kice is joining us now, and I'll tell you what, the reason we're having Shelly on the show, she's in our virtual green room right now, is because she's uncovered something I think that is so incredibly dramatic. She says the influx of the kids at the southern border was actually planned. She uncovered close to $2 billion in a 2015 federal budget to cover the cost of this surge at the border. Shelly, thanks for coming on ATN. We know you're swamped. We appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for keeping this alive so that we don't let this fall through the cracks as it had in the past.
Yeah. So tell us more about, flush this out for us. Tell us how you uncovered this money, what you found.
Well, I'm a federal financial analyst. I own my own business, and so I help people put together budgets. I understand appropriations law. I understand how the business goes in budgeting. And so when I saw the surge, because I live in Tucson, so when I saw the surge of the folks coming down, coming across the border, I thought, wait a minute, how can we sustain this? So I knew that the Office of Refugee Resettlement was, in fact, the organization that would handle people coming in from these, particularly these three countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. And so I went and looked at the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and this is the number I want you to remember. From 2011 to what we projected for 2015, there's a 1,200% increase in funding. In prior years, from about 2001 till about 2011, we had about 7,000 people coming across our border. We're now saying that since October, we've had, from these three countries, we've had 61,000 people come across our border. This is a huge issue. Now, it didn't just happen. People planned for it in the federal agencies. The president knew about it, and Congress passed the budget. So does that help outline what I think's going on here?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at it that way, especially as you're saying a 1,200% increase, I mean, when you figured that out, that is staggering.
And you know, I want to tell you, I went over the numbers over and over again, and I have actually been published, and editors have asked me for sources. So we can go back. This is all repeatable. Anybody can go back and look at this. And when you think that this Office of Refugee Resettlement, you know, they're now responsible for all these kids. And the Senate has told the president that they will give him $1.94 billion for 2015. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And so state governors now are standing up and saying, wait a minute, you need to tell us when these kids are coming into our state. Because there's unintended economic consequences. For example, when these kids go to school, the states are paying for them. So we have lots and lots of issues that we really need to address here.
Yeah, and here's the key thing. We'll say this, too. Is this what also prompted you to decide to run for Congress?
No, it's not. It's not what what prompted me to run for Congress is the fact that I understand what's going on. We need a watchdog in Congress right now. You know, we've got a $17.8 trillion debt. And in addition to that, there's another number that I always like to keep on the forefront for everybody, and that is that we have unfunded liabilities, promises that we've made to people, and that is $121 trillion. Somebody needs to learn how to say no.
Hey boy, isn't that the truth? And we certainly say that all the time. We hit that hard. So for these, is this just a charade? Obviously, people knew if you look at that number and you look at where we've been in the past and you look at the budget, there had to be prior knowledge. I agree with you.
I believe that there was prior knowledge because I'm looking at the budgeted numbers. Now, there may have been adjustments made to the budget, and that is one of the things that I found. In 2012, the Office of Refugee Resettlement actually asked for $168 million, and that number got bumped up to $267 million. So, you know, when you raise a number that large, you're anticipating something.
Yeah.
Then the other point that I want to make is remember what happened in 2012. We had the DECA, Deferred Action for Child Arrivals.
Yeah.
And so after 2012, we kind of sent out a message that said, hey, come on up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For sure we did. Yeah. And you just have to ask yourself, why wouldn't Congress throw out the question, why are you requesting so much more money than you did in the past?
Well, I don't know that they didn't, but I do know that it wasn't visible for lots of us.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, this Office of Refugee Resettlement is in the Department of Health and Human Services. You know, they're the ones that just rolled out the Obamacare website that cost $840 million and about $150 million of cost overrun. So
yeah.
We've got problems financially.
Yeah.
The Department of Health and Human Services has more improper payments than any other federal agency.
Yeah, no question. So you're a numbers person. That's your background. And certainly this would be a chunk of what you would talk about, I would imagine, as you're running. But what else are you telling the people in Arizona? Because in Arizona, I've had some friends that actually left the state, loved it, but couldn't stand to see what was happening, just really being overrun with a serious problem. And then you saw when the kids came over where they just walked away from the buses, and some of them were completely lost and had no idea what was going on. That was so shocking. So you're there on the ground. How bad is it?
It is as bad as you say. And it's as bad as you see on TV. our border has not been secure for a long time. And I've been down on the border with ranchers whose property backs up right to the border. And I've also been down on the border with the sheriff of Cochise County. So I've seen firsthand what's going on down there. I've seen the cut fences. I've seen where we're driving through with trucks of drugs. They talk about people coming across the border. I mean, this is a really serious issue. But, you know, we need to understand, Americans are compassionate people.
Yeah.
We're a generous people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk like some, you know, number nerd here that is, you know, just throwing numbers about and saying, you know, we got to cut budgets. We've got to do this. We just need to take surgical precision to our budget. And we need to set our compass as to where America's going, because we cannot afford to sustain an open border the way we're going right now.
Yeah. For the ranchers, what's the frustration like for them as you talk about having those conversations with them?
Well, they're frustrated. First off, this sounds a little unusual, but remember, when you cut the fences to drive through with a truckload of people or a truckload of drugs, what's happening with the ranchers is their cattle are leaving. So when the fences are cut in the middle of the night and the rancher doesn't know it, the cattle walks out. The guys that are down on the border, sometimes their cattle walk over into Mexico.
Mm.
So, wow. You know, it's for them, it's an economic issue for these are businessmen. These are the ranchers. And so we have an economic issue. But another issue that the ranchers have spoken with me about is the fact that this is an issue of national security. If these kids can walk across our border, what else can walk across our border?
Yeah, who else is coming across? All right, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. What's it like running for Congress, throwing your hat in the ring for the first time?
Yeah, you know what? I've never been in politics before. I've never run for a political office before, so this is all kind of new to me. And I'm in a very contentious race in southern Arizona in a primary, and we're really fighting hard down here. For me, it comes down to bringing awareness of the issues to the people of Congressional District 2 in Arizona and to the nation. So
yeah,
I'm going to
well
fight
said.
For Southern Arizona, and I'm going to fight for the people of America, because this is not a border state issue. This is a country issue.
Shelley Keis, congratulations on deciding to jump in, and good luck in the race.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on today to share not just our issue from Arizona, but an issue that everyone in our country needs to be aware of.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Expectations for this show, blowing out the mailbag, pegging in the red, talking about all kinds of different things. So on that note, let's head to the mail room and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Val, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, I am so tired, as so many of the other listeners have said, of what's happening at the southern border. I think it's inhumane to toss the kids back, but at the same time, I think it's crippling the amount of money that's being spent on the situation that shouldn't have happened in the first place. Why is it the middle class always gets stuck footing the bill, not the morons who come up with policies that are never enforced? All right, that's pretty pointed. So Congress has, you know, I was thinking this the other day. It's interesting because she brings up a good point. The when you look at the people in Congress, is there anyone in Congress? I mean, seriously, is there somebody in Congress that you look to that you think, okay, that person could be elevated. That person could be the next Speaker of the House. That person could be the next Majority Leader. That person could be in line for president. And I was having this conversation with my aunt, and boy, you know, she said, I can't think of anyone. So, and you may like a few people, but is there anyone that really just stands out as outstanding to you? Because have we just soured across the board on anybody who represents us? That's an interesting thing. Let's move to this one. This is from Justin Kay, who says, hi, Kate Delaney. This Ebola thing, I think, is very disconcerting because, you know, often we hear from the CDC, geez, don't worry, it's not going to come here. But then we have two Americans who are now being airlifted and are making their way back to the United States. And we know that this virus is incredibly contagious. So I don't think it's fear-mongering. I don't think it's ridiculous to be concerned about it. I think we should be concerned about it. It's too bad about the people who got it. But can you imagine if this actually spread to the United States? Try to put a lid on that. Try to clamp down on that. I mean, what is the risk of catching Ebola on a plane after all? What is the risk of that? The risk of it is it's like the dominoes will fall. Of course there is. We just have been talking about that throughout this entire year since I went to the virology deal in Grenada. There's no question with the way air travel is, there's a huge risk of catching any of those viruses when you're on a plane. I mean, this is the world that we live in. It would trigger mass hysteria. It would trigger an incredible health chaotic crisis in the United States. Are you kidding? Because the virus spreads through direct contact with blood secretions or body fluids or any of that. And boy, 90% death rate. So you get on a flight, you fly from West Africa, you fly to someplace else in the world, and boom, there's the spread. That's how it spreads. It was like the guy we talked about, this Patrick Sawyer, who was a Liberian government official. He had Ebola symptoms. He collapsed after getting off his flight in Nigeria. He was taking care of his sister in Liberia. He didn't know that she had it. And, you know, health workers zeroed in on 59 people who came in contact with him, including 15 in the airport, the airport staff, 44 from the hospital. He traveled by plane, went to 4 different places. So, yeah, the virus spreading through air travel, absolutely. So the World Health Organization doesn't recommend travel or trade restrictions on Guinea, Liberia, or Sierra Leone. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are issuing warnings to avoid non-essential travel to 3 West African countries because the outbreak would just absolutely be a disaster. And it is the flight thing. It would have to be, that's the way that this virus would spread. I mean, that's why it's so deadly in West Africa. All right, let's move to this one. Dan the Man says, hello, Kate. How about that? Woohoo! Humanitarian ceasefire. I have relatives in Israel, and I have to say, for the first time in a long time, it's kind of scary to me to watch this whole thing unfold. Hamas is nothing more than another version of Al-Qaeda, which you and I both know. It is sad, sick, and wrong what's happening to the Palestinian people, but it's also very scary what's happening in Israel as well. Thank goodness for Benjamin Netanyahu. Even if some people think he's a bully that is completely necessary to protect the lives of his people. Yeah, so it is a 72-hour deal. It's already started. And pretty much the UN was trying to flex its muscle as much as they could because you have so many dead people, they want to bury the dead, they want to clean up the streets, they want to work on the water supply. All of that is incredibly significant, and that's what the reason that that was agreed upon. But the Israelis are saying they were going to blow up all the tunnels, the Hamas tunnels, during this time, whether there's a ceasefire or not. So does that trigger more problems? I mean, who knows? For now, they're into the truce. Nothing has happened at this point. And can they come up with something more substantial? I think there's going to be more problems. And Hamas wants to end Israel's blockade on Gaza, so because they can't move goods and people, and they want the release of the prisoners that the Israelis have. So there's key issues that I don't know that they're you know, it's like a contract. Each side has to give something. I don't know that there's going to be enough given from Israel and vice versa. I mean, the animosity level is incredible. They've gone to war 3 times in the past 6 years. It's run so deep. And Hamas is a terrorist organization. And we just listen, we're back in Israel all the way. We just gave them money. We just gave them weapons. So there's no doubt about that. And Israel has been protected from a lot of the Hamas rockets by the Iron Dome defense system they have. But some have still hit populated areas. A rocket hit a neighborhood Thursday in Gat, about 20 miles from Gaza, seriously injuring a man and setting a car on fire. Boy, that's so scary, isn't it? So we'll watch through the weekend how this holds up and if it holds up. Hopefully it does. Because for goodness sake, they should be allowed to bury the people. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. Maniacs. Maniacs that are trying to poke holes in something else. Here's one from Harry who says, Kate, whatever happened to joke night? I think you need to open that back up. I wish I had a great joke for you, but mine are just so cheesy. I fear you would laugh deep into the night if I told you one of them. If you do a joke a day, I promise, promise, promise that I'll call in. Yeah, my jokes are so weak. Not a great joke teller. There's different kinds of jokes. There's ones where you're beating up on yourself, and it's self-depreciating humor. And then there's the liners, where there's the punchline. Da-da-da, boom, punchline. I think it's tough. You have to have a gift for being able to deliver those well. But, yeah, we are bringing back the joke night. It's not joke night. I do a joke at the tail end of the hour on Monday. So, absolutely, look for that this upcoming week. And quickly, one more. This from Jake the Snake. Love these nicknames. And Jake says, Kate, do you think this ceasefire will hold up, or is it much of the same and somebody's bound to fire first and change the situation? Well, it'd be great if it doesn't happen, because Netanyahu has agreed to it. Hamas agreed to it. So if it holds, they can do what has to be done for the people who have been killed in the last couple of days. But what happens afterwards is so significant. So, okay, so this is, boom, you got this going on. It started at 8 in the morning. The forces in the ground are going to be able to stay in place. There's no reports of fighting after the truce came into effect. 1,500 deaths. Weeks of fighting. Are we really going to see peace in Gaza with Israel? Or is this just a temporary thing? Hey, I'd take temporary, though. I'd take temporary right now. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. We'll be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I made the biggest mistake of my life. Me. She can do no wrong. She's an angel. And, you know, but we're in counseling. We've taken the necessary steps to move forward. But the time's right. Me and my wife, we want to go out there and help people, anybody, you know, violence of any kind, especially man on woman. It's just not right, you know. It's not right, shouldn't be tolerated. It's not right for society, no matter what.
Now what? That's Ravens running back Ray Rice, who apologized for inexcusable actions, making those last couple of laps here on this Hour of America tonight. He's the Baltimore Ravens running back, and he publicly apologized to his wife at a press conference in Maryland. The Ray Rice story has absolutely just exploded, and it's raised the domestic violence awareness to a different level, I think. He was caught on video dragging his unconscious fiance, now his wife, Janae Palmer, out of an Atlantic City elevator after punching her, allegedly, and he said he made the biggest mistake of his life, and you heard some of that there, saying it was inexcusable, and that he wakes up, says he wakes up every day, and he's got a daughter who's 2 years old, and he says she's smart, and one day she's going to know the power of Google, and having me to explain to her what happened that night. And he admitted, and you heard him say that they were in counseling, and you heard him admit that they would be advocates, or he's saying that they're getting counseling and saying they'd be advocates for speaking out against domestic violence and violence against women. So interesting. He pled not guilty to third degree assault, but he avoided a trial after he was accepted into a pretrial intervention program. So he didn't serve any jail time. He's not going to be prosecuted. After a year, his record will be cleared of the assault charge. And some people feel like the commissioner in the NFL didn't come down hard enough on Ray Rice with just a couple of games suspension for what happened there. And it is really a question of what the NFL does. And sometimes Roger Goodell seems as though he's headed in the right direction and he's heavy-handed, and then other times he just, to me, is too soft on the people playing the game that he's trying to hold to their moral standards, to the contract that they've signed, that kind of thing. So I wonder, does he become the poster boy, Ray Rice, now of domestic violence? I'll tell you, here's a sport where have we really moved on from this? Have we moved on from what happened here, or no? Does this push Ray Rice out of that spotlight, or does this, if anything, end up? Maybe it's good. Maybe the good in the sense of the discussion is good. So Friday, Commissioner Roger Goodell's opportunity with the press at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The NFL and some of the players have made some tremendous inroads into domestic violence prevention over the last few years, but that's kind of been forgotten. Goodell has to have some kind of a plan, adding to the considerable resources and energy to this issue, which is huge. I mean, going to the movies, they've got now these public service announcements featuring male movie stars where they're talking about no means no and domestic abuse, and it's kind of a who's who that they run before the movie starts, and I think that's pretty interesting. But this is, I mean, obviously it's the biggest mistake Ray Rice could have made, and so now that's, of course, why was he apologizing, and he wants to be able to try to put that behind him, but pretty tough to clear the deck after the video. I mean, the video is haunting when you look at it, frankly. It's absolutely unbelievable. So will the fans forgive him? I think they will. I mean, once you come out and no matter what, if it seems authentic, the mea culpa, you can move on from it. But is anything learned from this situation? And does it mean somebody else will pay the price for something they're doing or be stopped before it gets out of control? It wouldn't be America Tonight if, when we're talking about the buzz in the backyard, we're not talking about the fact that you have the Senate killing the immigration bill, signing what they had to sign for the VA, thank goodness. That all is getting rectified. The president just has to sign it, and then that becomes a law. And I think that was a layup. Who's going to vote against that? I can't imagine. I haven't met anyone or talked to anyone who feels that way. We have the 3-day ceasefire in Gaza. And then we have this tropical storm that is forming in the Atlantic. And boy, it is some tropical storm. Tropical storm Bertha. It's got winds that are just at that baby point where they're building up 45 miles an hour. It's moving 20 miles an hour. When or if and how kind of much winds is it going to pack with it? Who knows? It's 270 some miles east-southeast of Barbados. The maximum winds at this point, 45 miles an hour. 45 miles an hour. So there's a big difference to 45 or bending the trees back. And thank God it's not bending the trees back, but how long until that's what happens? You know, is it going to be full-blown or is it just going to blow over? Let's hope it's the latter, that it just blows over. Somebody said to me today, the only thing you're in danger of is an umbrella, your umbrella perhaps blowing away. Yeah, I've lived through 45-mile-an-hour winds. 110, 100-something, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. I can't say that I've been able to weather something like that. But Bertha is the name. And speaking of birth, from birth to life, do we all know how precious life is? Never are you more tested when some unforeseen crisis happens when you've convinced yourself that you're okay. And this Ebola thing is so scary. Because you have two Americans who are surviving, but they're in stable condition. Because you have two Americans infected with Ebola, which is amazing that they got the blood that they needed, and at least they're stable. Because this Ebola is such a killer. 90% fatal. 90% for 90% of the people who come in contact with it. And they have to be isolated. Has to be isolated. One of the two Americans that have been infected are going to be taken to a hospital in Atlanta. Whew. Awful. And the two Americans that got Ebola were both charity workers. Stable but grave condition. Grave condition is the key. Because it's very easy for someone to die from Ebola. Are you worried about Ebola? I'm curious about that. Send me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Do you buy some of what you're reading? Do you think that we should fear? Do you think that we should fear Ebola? Could we brush up against it? Well, the answer of could is we could brush up against it, but will we? Will we brush up against Ebola? And so far, so good. Keep your fingers crossed. But boy, someone gets on a plane, the wrong thing happens, and it would wipe us out.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.